America's economy has undergone a transformation in recent decades, with millions of manufacturing jobs transferred overseas. At the same time, much of the job growth recorded in the United States has come in the service sector, often at lower wages with fewer benefits than the manufacturing jobs that once formed the backbone of the U.S. economy. Despite this trend, U.S. gross domestic product has nearly tripled during the past 20 years, with unemployment rates that rarely rise above 6%. But America's strong overall economic performance does not appear to have boosted the public's perceptions of the benefits of trade. Recent polls show declining support for pacts such as the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, which was negotiated in the 1990s between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. It is particularly unpopular in states like Ohio that have seen entire industries relocate overseas. At a recent Democratic presidential debate in Ohio, Illinois Senator Barack Obama said trade pacts like NAFTA have harmed American workers and their communities.
If you travel through Youngstown and you travel through communities in my home state of Illinois, you will see entire cities that have been devastated as a consequence of trade agreements that were not adequately structured to make sure that U.S. workers had a fair deal.
Obama stressed that he is not anti-trade, but wants to make sure that future trade pacts include labor, safety, and environmental standards to protect American workers and consumers. His Democratic rival, New York Senator Hillary Clinton, had a similar message.
I've seen the factories close and move. We need to have a plan to fix NAFTA. I would immediately have a trade timeout.
But if Democrats are sounding protectionist themes, not so Republicans. The presumed Republican presidential nominee, Arizona Senator John McCain, recently said that NAFTA has created jobs in the United States and that erecting trade barriers would be self-defeating. Thursday, President Bush echoed those words.
Free trade is essential to the formation of high-paying, quality jobs.
Mr. Bush added that dismantling or rejecting trade pacts would anger and alienate U.S. allies. In recent years, the U.S. Congress has approved free trade deals with Central American nations and Peru. Approval is pending for similar pacts with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. Stu Rothenberg, who publishes a political newsletter in Washington, says in the current political climate, with a weakened U.S. economy, getting the democratically controlled Congress to approve further trade deals will be difficult.
Democrats believe that the evolution of the U.S. economy is a function of jobs going overseas, and they regard the loss of those jobs as a huge problem for the country. The way they often put it is high-paying, skilled manufacturing jobs going overseas, and in place we get more people serving hamburgers at McDonald's.
Rothenberg says, on the whole, Americans have grown wary of free trade. But he is quick to add that the sentiment is not uniform. He notes that in U.S. regions that depend on exports, particularly in agriculture, voters tend to reject protectionism.
Many Midwest states, people in Kansas and Nebraska and the places like that, tend to be very free trade because exporting a U.S. agricultural product is absolutely crucial to them.
Rothenberg notes that many of the states where trade is a contentious issue, like Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, are so-called swing states in the presidential race where neither party can automatically assume victory. In 2004, George Bush's win in Ohio gave him the electoral votes he needed to surpass his Democratic rival John Kerry and win re-election. Ohio is certain to be a major target for the eventual Democratic presidential nominee, and if the current debate among candidates is any indication, trade will remain a central campaign issue in the months ahead. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.